Hey folks, Dan Furrow here with your market update in regards to real estate. Well, I got some great news. I just heard from Fannie Mae. If you don't know who Fannie Mae is, I'll explain this in a second. But they're saying we're going to actually give reduced rates to any first-time home buyers that fit our program. And it's called the Home Ready Program. So let me first explain what Fannie Mae is, and then we're going to kind of dive down the rabbit hole to figure out how much money you could save or maybe how much more of a house you can qualify with these reduced rates. Now, it's not a scheme or it's not like a 3-2-1 buy down where you're using money to buy down things. This is actually a perk or a benefit provided to us by Fannie Mae. So let's go over to this. Fannie Mae is an entity out there, and there's two entities basically. There's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are the two biggest, think of those as the two biggest mortgage companies in the entire country. And we all use them. It doesn't matter if you're using Meek, Guaranteed Rate, Quicken, Rocket, any of these companies, we use Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Okay. They're the grand poobahs when it comes to the mortgage business. All right. So Fannie Mae just came out and said, if you're a first time home buyer and you have kind of, you know, not perfect or stellar credit and you have some flexible terms and when it comes to down payment and such, we might have a program for you. Now, this program has been around a long time, but normally, the worse your credit or the lower the down payment that you usually have, well, the higher the rate because there's more risk to the bank. Well, today Fannie Mae announced that they're going to waive all of those bumps or all those price adjustments or interest rate adjustments to help out those seeking to buy their first property. So let's get over to the details. Basically, the parameters of this guidelines or these programs with Home Ready is you need a credit score of between, well, you need to at least have a 620 credit score or higher, but usually this works if you're in the 600 or low 700 credit scores. It also is beneficial to the max if you're only going to put down 3%. Most people put down 5%, between 3 and 5%. Some have maybe 10%, but not a lot of people have that much money these days. And because of student loans and the price of inflation, you know, pushing up prices everywhere, it's really hard to qualify even to buy a house today or even rent. So what we want to dive into is how much is this program or this announcement that they just came out with actually going to save you? So let's kind of break down and go through the details here. The first thing I want to show you is this is a rate sheet that I get on a daily basis. You can see up through here, they're kind of complex because, you know, when it comes to rate sheets, there's not just one rate sheet that comes out. This investor, this lender sent me a rate sheet, and it's 18 pages long. We're going to focus in on just page one, just the simplest Fannie Mae fixed rate terms. And here's where they are. All right. So this is where rates are right now. So you can see there. Here's the rate. You go across this section right through here. Here's the rate. Then you're going to see a 15, 30, 45, and 60. Okay. So let me explain these columns for you. This right here is obviously, this is the rate. This column, the 15, 30, 45, and 60 is the lock period. Now, what you have to do within this lock period is you have to get approved for the loan, you have to close on the loan and actually fund it, okay, within 15 days, 30 days, 45, and 60. So if you're looking to buy an existing house, you can usually get away with 30 or 45. If you're buying a house that needs to be constructed, you need usually a 6 month to 1 year lock. We do have those and they are affiliated with this program, but not with these rate benefits right now. So these are where rates are right now. So now you go through this column here. What this column here is telling you how much you have to pay is a fee or how much in credits you would get back. So let me explain it this way. You can get actually a rate today at 5.99, but it's going to cost you at least 1.584% of the loan amount as costs. So those are what you reference as points. So this would be 1.584 points. All you have to do is replace the word points with percentage. So it's 1.584 percentage of what? Well, the loan amount. Okay, so that's how you figure this out. Well, the negative with this is actually a credit back to you. So what you do is you take this number, this factor, and multiply it by the loan amount, and that's how much in credits you would get back. Okay? This is how a lot of lenders come in and say, well, we can do that loan for free, but what they're going to do is they're just going to drive up your interest rate so they can make this in premium. I'm going to show you that in a second, to pay all your closing costs. Okay? So think of the positive numbers as a cost to you, and the negative numbers is a credit to you, like you're getting a rebate check. Now, here is what we call loan level price adjustments. These are adjustments to the rate when the fees and the costs when it comes to particularly the Home Ready program, all right? So these are what we call the LLPAs or the adjustments. So what you're going to go through here, let me make this make sense for you. Let's just go in the middle and say you have a 680 credit score and you're looking to put down 10%. All right. So you have a 680 credit score, which is right here. You go across here and you're looking to put down 10%. So we need a loan amount at 90%, what we call LTV. So it is right here. So that puts you right here. This LLPA you're going to see is 1.25. Okay. That isn't a rate or anything. Now let's go back to the rate sheet that I just showed you so we can make this make sense. So 1.5 is an adjustment. So what you have to do is go down through here. All right. And we have to say, well, this 6.25, you're actually going to get, you'd have to pay a little bit of money to get that rate. Down through here, 6.375 is basically nothing. It's basically, you aren't getting really much of a credit back and you're not really getting much, you don't have much in fees. So let's break this down. You noticed on the previous page, there was a hit of 1.25. Well, that has to come out of this number right here. Okay, so let me explain this how. So if we're at 6.375, and let's say that's the base rate, we now have to drop down to 1.25 right here, right? That's where your rate would be prior to this adjustment. So if you were trying to qualify for with a Fannie Mae loan, your rate would have been 6.75. Well, today, because they're eliminating all these adjustments, you can get a rate of 6.375. Well, that doesn't really seem like much, but let's dive into it a little further to see how much real benefit people are getting out of this. So we go back to this. Well, let's say your credit score is, like I said at the beginning, this is for people with low credit scores and that don't really put a lot of money down. So let's just go down and say my credit score is 620. All right, go to 620, go down through here. You're putting 10% down. Now that adjustment is 3.25. All right, so remember that comes in, that isn't added or subtracted to the interest rate. It's added and subtracted to these numbers right through here. Okay, so now we know we're at 3.25 negative. So we have to come over here. We started it at par, meaning at the zero, and we go down to 3.25. So that means your rate yesterday would have been 7.375. But now that Fannie Mae came out with this, these guideline changes in these perks to first-time home buyers, now that rate is, we have to take away the 3.5, goes all the way back up to 6.3. So you're going to get, in that case, a 1% reduction in your rate. Now, let's see how much that would actually add to how much more of a home you could buy or maybe save. So what we do there is I want to go over to my website, and we're going to go over to my mortgage calculator, which is right here. So what we're going to do is go to theRateUpdate.com. You're going to be onto my homepage here. You're going to go over to calculators. You're going to click the calculator button right here, and it's going to take how much can I afford. That's the one you're going to pick. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go down through here. Remember, we could get 7.375 yesterday, or we can get 6.375 today. So let's go break this down. I already filled this out. So we have a client that's making $6,500 a month. They have a car loan, student loan, no installment debt. They do have credit card payments, and they have $10,000 for a down payment. So yesterday, the rate was 7.375, meaning this client would have qualified for a $243,600 loan. Well, now with this adjustment, we can move this number to 6.375, and now you qualify for $265,000. Or you can continue to just look at the houses at $240,000, and you're going to get a much lower payment than it previously. It was. So that is the introduction of the new Home Ready products and how Fannie Mae is helping out those first-time homebuyers get lower payments to make it easier to qualify and maybe just take the price shock out of house prices going up as high as they are and where mortgage rates are today. So if you'd like to find out if you qualify or how much you qualify or maybe how much we can save you, all I need you to do is go to therateupdate.com, and here it is. You're going to find out everything you need there. And again, the calculator button is right here. Just click calculator. You're going to go down through here and right over here, how much can I afford? And you'll be able to figure that out now. But if you want to find out what you qualify for, and if you qualify for the Home Ready program, all I need to do is give us a call at 844-775-5626. You can apply online or book a meeting. Anything right above my head, we'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions that you have and walk you through this step by step by step. So thanks for watching. I hope you found some value in this video. God bless you. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell every time I post a video. You get an alert. Take care, guys. See you next time. Bye-bye.